As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome.
Whoa.
I sense negative energy. What is wrong?
You look like someone we know, man.
Do you wish to know your fortunes or not?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see what the cards say. You'll be visited by star players, all-time greats, celebrity guests, of course.
Oh.
Ah, the ultimate treasure awaits.
The Jets?
You didn't think I was serious, did you?
You really think the Chiefs are going to three-peat?
The Magic 8-Ball says the Rich Eisen Show from the Big Easy starts now.
That's my acting skills on display.
I have to tell you.
Yes, King and Michael Key.
The great Robert De Niro would always say, yes, the talent is in the choices. And I really enjoyed the choice, the vocal choices you were making, Rich.
Thank
the
you.
Choices that you were making for this performance. I'm serious. That was good. That was really, really solid.
My God. I'm beyond appreciative.
Wow.
Somebody of your comedic timing and talents to even say that I nailed it.
You did. I'm going to say it. Just to repeat, I'm going to say it. You nailed it. The fluidity of it was nice. Yeah. It was perfect. You were embracing the reference of the character.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well done.
I was wondering when I should break character. At some point, I knew I would break.
No. At just the perfect time. Yeah. And can I say this? The edit was good, but it was really you. The tonal change. The edit was nice, but it was the tonal change,
yeah,
that really sold it, folks. So whoever edited this, good job. But we're dealing with the talent
and
here.
And the Gene Shalit mustache.
The Gene Shalit mustache, by the way. Gene Shalit! I love it. This is why, can I tell you, this is one of my favorite shows to ever do. Because when I hear a Gene Shalit reference, remember like 2 times ago, my man pulled out Eddie Murray, the kicker for the Lions. Gene Shalit!
Get that person, oh, yeah, who understands.
I love it. Love it.
By the way, it's a great fantasy team name, Gene Shalit.
Gene Shalit is a good fantasy team. Yeah.
Gene Shalit.
Well, could you imagine if you were doing, if you were just doing like a fantasy show for the culinary arts, you could just be called the Gene Shalits.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it. Look at you. Look at you.
That's a narrow joke, but.
Keegan Michael Key is here, the Emmy Award winning actor, partnering with Jim Beam, creating the 7 Stages of Defeat care package.
Yes.
A lighthearted guide to navigating the game day heartbreak, and you have the
I have the kit with you. Me right in front of me. Yeah, Jim Beam and I have gotten partnered together this year. So this care package,
yes,
has been made available to fans of losing teams during the playoffs. So what we did is, after the divisional round and after the conference championships, the day after,
yes,
you could go online on Jim Beam and request one of these care packages to help you navigate the 7 stages of defeat. And it's really, I got to tell you, the way they curated this is really fantastic.
What's in the box?
It has, now look, it's got a nice kind of advent, like an calendar,
yes,
feel about it.
Like the 23rd.
And you'll notice here, what I want to show you, I'm going to jump straight to stage 3. Stage 1 is shock. 2 is denial.
Yes.
3 is anger. So I'm going to go straight to anger. In anger, I don't know what camera's picking this up. There is a hollow chocolate football.
What?
And a mallet with which to crush and smash the football to assuage your anger at all the things that transpired in the loss. And then in stage four, there, which is bargaining. You guys remember bargaining?
Yep. Okay.
Is it right?
Oh boy.
So you can have a conversation, and you can assault him if you wanted to, and there'd be no repercussions. There'd be no legal repercussions
because it's a referee bobblehead.
It's a rubberhead bobblehead. It's not an actual referee.
Really?
And so every single stage has a corresponding gift to it to help you, as I said before, navigate your way through the loss. Yeah. I have about 8 of these care packages.
Okay.
If this was real though, the referee would be wearing red and white stripes.
According to most.
That's the way it's
interesting. First time I've heard that today.
I never heard that.
did I step in it?
No, I'll tell you. I got to tell you.
It's crazy what people are saying about that, right?
It really is crazy. Can I say this?
Please.
We can't. You always let me say whatever.
You got the mic.
I've got the mic. Can I just say this about my Lions? I see Spags there. If there was a script for the NFL, if there was a script, we would have had a Bills-Lions Super Bowl.
I think so.
Like, have the Lions not become, like, the ad hoc America's team? Who doesn't? Everybody I talked to from all parts of this country, like, I'm sorry about the Lions. I wish the Lions would have gone. So this is clearly not a script. Now, we'll see what happens in the game. You're right. There's a lot of stuff swirling around.
Yes.
But there is also a fair, I know we're in a kind of a mystical city right now. There's a fair amount of luck, right?
Yes.
I mean, 16 one-score games?
See, you just went higher register. Like you're questioning.
I said, I don't know what you were talking. Should I talk more about the care package? I'm very torn because you know I'm a Penn State alum.
Yes.
I have watched Saquon's entire career.
Yep.
And my wife being a devout Giants fan, so I've watched his college career. We've watched him at the Giants. I'm so very happy for him this year.
Yes.
But I'm a history buff. If this happens, if this three-peat happens, yes. My prediction is it will be the only time it ever happens in the history of the NFL.
Whoa.
If they do this, I think it'll be so unprecedented that it'll never happen again. And here's why.
Okay.
I think if you've watched, remember back in the early 2000s when the Wildcats started happening and Kaepernick was playing?
Yes.
And how fast they adjusted to that style of offense. So it would take you 2 seasons to adjust to a style of offense. I've noticed in the last 10 years, it sometimes takes half a season to adjust to offensive to certain teams. Now, there's outliers. Our Lions were an outlier for the last 2 seasons.
Yeah.
The defensive minds, I think, are evolving at such a rate that I don't see this being able to happen again. I think if they sneak this through, it'll never happen again.
So,
good take.
I mean, there's no way that we'll be able to know.
We won't know.
I
can boldly make this prediction. I can be as bold as I want.
Who cares if I'm wrong?
Right, right, yeah.
I'll be gone.
Which is great, because once we're all gone and they're playing space football, and then...
they'll be playing this clip in space.
Right, they'll be playing this clip in space. You know, that last time it happened was the 21st.
And then we'll remember those quaint times when we used to spot the football by eyesight.
My eyesight, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Did this cross my timeline on Instagram? I don't know if it crossed yours. Somebody went through AI to have celebrities as Big Ten coaches. Have you seen this?
I've not seen
this. Okay, and so pop it up.
I want to see this.
Michael Key as James Franklin.
Gosh, look at this. That's a very nice likeness. My wife and partner, sometimes she'll be ideating, and she'll type in Keegan-Michael Key in AI, and the guy, it always looks like a bald Julio from Sanford and Son. It always looks like a bald Gregory Sierra.
Julio.
There's my reference, Rich. What did Rich say?
Wow. Also from Barney Miller.
Gene Shalit. I got a Gregory Sierra.
Gregory Sierra and Gene Shalit were definitely friends.
100%
they were hanging
friends.
Out.
100%
wow, oh
friends.
Oh, my God.
While we're at it,
you don't know who it is, but I totally know who he is.
Gregory Sierra.
From Barney Miller.
From Barney
also.
Miller. No from doubt. Barney Miller. Yeah. And he, that was a nice likeness of me.
Yeah. I saw that. I'm like, I got to.
But the glasses are missing. Am I wearing glasses?
No, you're not. It's just you.
The glasses are missing. It's just me. It's just an amalgam,
yes,
right? As if
correct.
I were
if
him.
You were James Franklin.
I would love it. I loved it there. I loved it there. It was bucolic and peaceful. I loved my time there. So if I was going to be a coach, if I was going to be a collegiate coach, I would love to coach my alma mater.
Who are you rooting for on? Because he's a Penn State guy also. Who are you rooting for on championship night?
On championship night.
The Meteor. You know, that's who has a Michigan guy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
I thought. Okay, so I'm going to be real frank about it. I thought we had. Not that I thought we had a good chance. We clearly had a good chance to make it to the championship game.
Yes.
I did not see us beating Ohio State in that game. Ohio State was surging. So then I thought I wanted Notre Dame to win that game so badly. But I was not holding out hope. I don't know what it was. What is that? These surges. I've watched it in college and the pros. Philly surged at just the right time.
Yeah.
And Ohio State just surged at just the right time.
Well, I think if I could draw a comparison, the Philadelphia surge was interrupted by a loss to a rival, and maybe Ohio State's was the same. Which is my way.
Oh,
of trolling.
Here he goes.
Anytime I could Kevin Bacon
anytime.
My way into trolling.
Into trolling them? Yeah.
Because Philadelphia lost to the Commanders.
To the Commanders, right.
You know, and then haven't lost since. And Ohio State lost
the one game, you know,
embarrassingly. Let's use the proper adjective.
Dominated.
Yes.
And completely and utterly outcoached.
Right.
I'm sorry.
With a walk-on quarterback.
With a walk-on quarterback from, you know, whatever is, you know, it's only the most important game in college football. But
right.
I'm with you.
And so that's the only comparison I can draw.
That's good, Rich. It's good. It's so good.
You know,
my God.
I'm forced to just point out Michigan beat Ohio State.
Again. Again.
Yes. Four times in a row.
Again.
Four times
in
a row.
He points that out a lot. Just
oh, God. It's my favorite.
And well, he should.
All the time.
As well, he should.
It's my favorite.
We are brothers in arms, and certainly in that regard. Yeah.
Brothers in hatred.
Brothers in hatred.
So
yes.
Let me see. The Woe is a vanilla bourbon candle.
Ooh.
Rebuilding. Is a cocktail kit.
Yep, this
to get them
kit.
Next year. Acceptance.
Acceptance is, which is of course the hardest stage to get to.
Yes.
But acceptance is in this kit is the Never Be Bitter bitters that go into the cocktail, which is called the Get 'Em Next Year cocktail. Because once you've reached acceptance, you get to that place where you now can look toward the future.
Yes.
The other thing about the kits I like a lot is that they're clearly like designed to share with your friends. It's one of the best parts. The only good part about loss is commiseration, right? Is that you have the opportunity to talk to other people about that guy was an idiot and I can't believe he did this and the officiating was you know awful or whatever the case. You've got. I mean, nobody wants. It's just abject sadness if you're doing it by yourself. You want to be able to do it with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So is acceptance left out of the kit for anybody from Boston? Is that
wow? What does that mean?
There's no acceptance. There's bitters in every single way.
It's possible. Just bitter.
It's just seven steps of bitters.
That's what I'm just saying. there are some fans who will never accept
that it's not happening. Yeah, that it's
yes,
not. You know, you're right. Jim Beam, we need to make a new kit.
Yes.
Just for people in New England.
That's right.
Yes. Or maybe just Boston.
Yeah. Or,
just this.
Or bring it in, instead of
next year.
Yeah,
next year. DT says next year.
Extra bitters.
Like, so you know
extra.
How you know how we just have that little dropper of bitters. Like a jug.
Yeah.
Two-gallon jug.
A craft of
I want it so big there's an undertow in it. That's
that
how deep that, it
like a tidal phenomenon,
yeah.
Right?
0-5 divisional. I'm still mad. Champ Bailey this fumbled guy, through the end zone.
Exactly.
It should have been a touchback.
And he, this whole
0-5?
This whole week and weeks leading up to this
you've been on about that
because
you've been grousing about that
no,
all week? Yeah,
no.
Very much so.
No, it's Patriot fans are, I think, a little concerned. And I'm going to ask this of Gronk later on.
Okay.
That the Patriots dynasty might be downgraded. See, I'm going up again. Like downgraded.
I will
with
say
a championship by the Chiefs here.
They've already done one unprecedented thing. If they win this game, I 100% agree. This would be an absolutely phenomenal thing if this took place. And I'm saying phenomenal in the most restricted way.
Yes.
Historic. It would be the most, just words on paper. It would be the most historic thing. It would certainly put a chip in the dynasty, in that dynasty. It puts a chip in it. I mean, look, we didn't think that could happen when we looked at teams like the Broncos or the Steelers. But this is... This is unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this.
Well, I imagine you would be rooting for the Eagles because Saquon, right? I mean, how great? I mean, how great is he?
He's amazing, and he's also a very grounded, humble guy. He is our, if I may, is our Barry Sanders. The way he comports himself, the way he, you know what I mean, as a human, I just adore him. But the thing is. I got to tell you, Rich, the history of this is outweighing my love for this one player right now. I want to see this. I've because, like I said before, I think it will be monumental. If they win this game, I don't think we'll ever see it again. So I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I'm going to Roger Goodell it. I'm rooting for a good game. I do believe my feeling is the Chiefs are going to win this by a field goal. That's my prediction.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
There you go.
Yep.
Which means they're going to have the ball last, and there'll be some sort of a penalty leads to it, and people will be pissed. they're going to need your package.
And they're going to need this package.
So one of
limited,
the...
By the way, limited supplies. Oh, this is first come, first serve.
That's right.
So whoever gets on the line first gets it first.
So as soon as the confetti drops on your loss...
Well, I have to say... I do have to say this. You can preempt, but you won't be able to get online officially until Monday morning. Noon. Noon Eastern.
Okay.
Noon Eastern. Yeah. So just for everybody in... In either city, either the middle of the Midwest,
yes,
or the southern part of the Northeast, whoever this fate befalls, these will be available to you at noon Eastern.
JimBeam.com/number7stages.
Yes,
that's how you can go and do all of that.
The seven again. My one little piece of information: the 7-4, also representing Jim Beam Black, which is 7 years barrel aged. So yes,
it is very delicious.
See, we're not just spitballing.
No, this is just, all they just fully arbitrarily branded. Pick. We're not just pick seven.
This is fully branded.
This is a fully branded experience, folks.
What a delight, as always, sir.
Glad to be here.
I always love when you come on the show. Again, I don't know if you saw that, but the Instagram reel we made out of you, Mr. Garveying football player names, it's crossed 18 million views.
18 million.
It's our most viewed ever.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's fantastic.
And we can't stop saying Ladidi.
Ladidi.
Ladidi
McConkey. That's his real name. I don't even know what his real name is.
Ladidi McConkey?
Yes. And I believe the Chargers have started calling him that in the locker room.
Have they really?
That's what I've heard. And the Jets have since cut G-Reg Zerillion as well.
G-Reg Zerillion, yes. G-Reg is gone. Yep.
Okay. Oh, brilliant.
Also, so much fun.
Also, Rich, when I was at Raw on Monday at Netflix, Keegan and I were in
within 10 yards of each other at the WWE debut for Raw. What a product, right?
Right. It was
the
amazing.
WWE.
It was a great
what
night.
What a product.
Great night. Yep.
It was a great night. They did a fantastic job.
That into a dome. Keegan Michael Key on Instagram again, jimbeam.com/7stages.
Seven stages.
For anybody there in Philadelphia. I went higher register.
Philadelphia?
We'll see.
Philadelphia?
You're the man. Thanks for coming on.
Love you.
That's
good to see you guys.
Michael Key. When we come back, Emmett Smith will be here.
Emmett Smith!
That's next.
Can I stay?
Be my guest. Literally.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel. The radio audience will rejoin shortly. Part of the Narcan and Ready to Rescue program is none other than a three-time Super Bowl champion, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and the holder of the proverbial record that will never be broken. Ladies and gentlemen, Emmett Smith, good to see you.
Thank you, man.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Everybody keeps saying the record would never be broken. Don't you think they said that about Peyton's record?
But you see how it works now, right?
Yeah, I do.
I'm seeing a lot of open palms on top of helmets. You know?
Yeah, tapping out.
I see that, sir.
I don't tap out.
Did you ever put your hand on top of your helmet?
No way. I tell you what, when North Turner left to go coach the Washington Redskins, and I'm going to say the Washington Redskins because that's who they were
that's
at the time.
That's who they were, sure. Yeah.
I think it was Ernie Zampezi was coming in at that time. And Ernie asked and said, "North, how do I know when to give him a break? How would I know when too many carries is too many carries?" North told him like this, "He'll tell you." And when he tells you, that's when you know. I was one of those guys, I would hardly ever come out. Hardly ever come out of the game. They had to start sending people in to come get me. Even in my later years, they had to send people in to come get me. I was not on a pitch count.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
How are you going to pay somebody all that money and put them on a pitch count? Well, as if they're baseball players.
Well, you know what? And there are some, though, that don't play on third down because they can't pass protect.
Yeah, that's also understandable.
That is totally understandable. So what I'm saying is for somebody to come get you one day, they have to be durable.
Yeah.
They better not tap out. They better be outstanding,
yeah.
But they also better be a three down back.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And people wonder how I ended up with over 4,400 some odd carries because I told them I was not just a first, second, I was a third down back as well. What does that mean? Third down back means that I can block and I can run pass routes and I can still run the football if they chose to. So I gave the offense more options.
Yes.
And when you have that kind of dynamic as a back, then you have created more opportunities for yourself as a football player to get more touches and to be on the field a little bit more, make more plays.
For those who just started listening to us on the radio in the middle of that statement was from Emmett Smith, who's here on the Rich Eisen Show radio network right now, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. When you watch Saquon run, you think what? Emmett Smith.
I think pure power and speed. he's not as shifty as somebody else might be. Someone like Alvin Kamara might be a little more shiftier. But Saquon is powerful, strong, and hard to bring down because of his strength and everything. It's just like Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Is a big man, hard to bring down, very, very powerful individuals. I mean, you don't see them doing a lot of the stop and stutters and dance and they'll make somebody miss. They can make you miss, but it's going to be on their way to the goal line. That right there, that move right there,
yeah,
one of the most incredible moves I've ever seen in the game of football.
Jumping backwards over something.
Yeah. I mean, what that shows and what that tells me is that visually he sees the field and his processing capability is second to none. To figure out where people are and the dynamics of where people are on the football field, even with your back turn, and to anticipate where they're going to be at and what they're going to do and when they're going to do it, that right there brings everything into play when it comes down to being a dynamic running back.
Yeah, I mean, the number of times that he's gotten me off the couch or all of us texting each other like, yep, did you see that?
Yeah.
He's the league leader and did you see that? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I can't believe it. And you look at what the Eagles have done this year, whenever they might be struggling offensively.
I love how you say that.
He just runs rut. What?
The reason why I love you said that,
yeah,
is because what I've told people is this. You could talk about how you have downgraded or devalued the running back position. But what the running back position does, it saves your coaches and your offensive coordinator's ass. And here's how. When you have a quarterback that's struggling, you turn to the running game. And when you turn to the running game, you have a Saquon Barkley back there that can save your butt, and he does. You buy time for the quarterback to get back into sync. And when the quarterback gets into sync, you test the markers again to see if he's really in sync by throwing the ball again. And anytime there was always trouble in any situation, most offensive coordinators turn to the running game. Watch, when you go into a series 1, 2, and 3 and out and you've been throwing the ball, next series is about running. Or when the team goes up on you and you're trying to slow down the game, you go to running the football. Because you want to slow the game, you want to shrink the game, you want to give yourself a chance, you're trying to control the clock. Because if they're scoring on you at rapid pace, the one thing you can slow it down is the running game.
And if you have a lead.
And if you have a lead, you want to run the ball.
I'm with you.
So the running back position is more valuable than most people realize. It's the marketing machine of the National Football League that wants to promote the quarterback position as being the most dominant position on the field. And the reality of the fact is, there are some quarterbacks that are dominant like that. Some. Very, very few. Patrick Mahomes is one of those. Tom Brady was the other one. There aren't many of them that's so dominant that you fear when it come down to putting that ball in one of the quarterback's hands.
And you also, with Saquon, don't know if you're struggling in the red zone when your running back runs into it and through it to the end zone.
Exactly.
From the other side.
From the other side.
Of the 50.
Other side.
And so that has been such a remarkable aspect of the Eagles' season and maybe could be the difference on Sunday.
Yeah. When you look at that position and I think about it holistically, you think about the great running backs or backs, Hall of Fame backs like Terrell Davis. When John Elway is as great as John Elway ever was in his latter years, he needed that running game to support everything that he was doing in the passing game. And that made him even better in his latter years than he was in his beginning years because they had him throwing the ball all over the place and they weren't winning much. They could throw the ball as much as they want to. They was not winning Super Bowl. I've seen the Giants beat the living breaks off of them in the Super Bowl, 1987. And then when you think about other quarterbacks, Dan Marino, as great of a quarterback he was, did not have a solid running game behind him, and they shut him down too. And then when you look at Peyton Manning in his later years, even with the Denver Broncos, it was defense. Defense. And it was somewhat of a running game. Somewhat of a running game. So the running game is extremely important to every offense. Every offense. That's the reason why they love Lamar Jackson so much, because he is an extension of – he is the perfect extension of a running game when it comes down to the quarterback position. They try to make Josh Allen into a Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen going to mess around and get hurt. They catch them right.
Did you think the writers made the right choice?
I think the writers did exactly MVP? What the National Football League wanted them to do.
What do you mean?
Promote the quarterback position.
Well, I mean, it was Lamar over Josh, so you.
But it wasn't Saquon over both of them, because he should have been over both of them. That's why the writers did exactly what the league wanted them to do, promote the quarterback position as the dominant position on the field.
Well, maybe if they take the vote leading to the Super Bowl, Saquon would have won it.
Well, that's why Saquon is in the Super Bowl, and Josh and Lamar is at home.
Emmett Smith here on the Rich Eisen Show. What are you doing with Narcan and the Ready to Rescue program, Emmett?
Trying to save a life, just like I'm trying to save a league. No, but Narcan and Emergent and I have teamed up again to continue to spread the news and spread more awareness around opioid overdoses. It has been running rampant across the United States and has impacted so many lives, including my life from a player standpoint. Lost one of my teammates, Mark Tournay, back in the late 90s, before all this was around. And then my sister-in-law was dealing with stage 4 colon cancer and got hooked on medication and pain pills, et cetera, and had a couple episodes. Had to get the EMTs to come help her as well. So when you're dealing with things like that and you get asked about your experience around opioid overdoses, these are the experiences that I had throughout my life. And there's been others as well. But this impacts everybody, probably 2 or 3 degrees of separation. We know someone that was impacted, or we've read of a celebrity that was impacted by an overdose, et cetera, et cetera. So this is our way of trying to make sure that people are equipped with this kind of device that can help preserve and save a person's life.
Certainly, in an opioid emergency with Narcan nasal spray, visit Narcan, NARCAN.com for more information. All right, let's talk about your Cowboys, Emmett. We had Dion here last hour. Did you want him as the HC of the Dallas Cowboys?
You know what? I think he would have been – it's all about not just him being the head coach. I look at him as being the Jimmy Johnson. It's about that staff. The support staff that you have around you, then it becomes about your systems. What type of systems do you have that you want to run that's going to transform the Cowboys from who they are today into what we really want them to be tomorrow? Then after that, I believe it's about your personnel. Do you have the personnel to run the system that you want? If I'm a defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator, if I'm running the spread offense and I don't have the spread personnel, what good is this? This opportunity, it's going to take me some time.
Right.
And or if I'm running a 3-4 defense, but I got 4-3 personnel, that does not work. I don't have the bodies for that. So, but Dion is one of those coaches that can connect not only with current players, but also the younger players, because he's had tremendous experience in terms of winning and being successful. He knows what it's like to be a professional football player and a Hall of Fame professional football player and a Super Bowl winning player. So he's been there. He's been where these young men want to go. Therefore, his message, whether it's at the collegiate level or even at the professional level, should resonate with these players. But here's the one dynamic.
Yes.
That changes all kinds of perspectives. The current players, if they're open enough to receive the message, or they made it to the pros, just like some billionaires and made it billionaires and nobody can tell them nothing. These players, can you tell them something? Are they humble enough to receive quality information from quality people? Or are you just so gung-ho because you're a pro now, you think you got it all on lock, and your agent's in your ear telling you this and that, and people around you are telling you this and that, and you listen to the ones that have never been in a Super Bowl, never even been to the Hall of Fame. So the question is, who are you listening to? And is the message resonating? Some of these head coaches have very little real-world football experience. They're very book savvy, which is fine, because smart people is important. But having real-world experience is even more important.
Right.
You don't have to be, you could be a high school graduate and learn a special trade and have the gift of gab to be able to speak and understand the game and sit right here and talk about football like you won't believe. And everybody know that you got some level of knowledge. Or you could be a guy that got skill, don't go to college, plumber, hone it, own it, and grow a multi-billion dollar business.
So is that a yes? You wanted Deion as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
I want to understand what the vision of the Dallas Cowboys is going to be, and are we going to be committed to that vision? And does that vision include a running game so we can make decisions that make things come together?
Right. And because it sounds like Jerry doesn't value paying head coaches top of the market dollars, you know? So I don't, obviously.
Jerry's old school. He'll walk across Texas for $5. Who's going to walk across Texas for $5? I'm not. He doesn't have to walk across Texas for $5, but he said he will.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to, but he would.
So
he's tight, but he's not tight. He pays Dak $200 million. How can you be tight? He's not tight. So Jerry can spend the money. The question is, who is he spending money on, and does he really believe in the person that he's spending the money on?
Emmitt Smith here on the Rich Eisen.
I ain't say nothing.
Emmitt, is coaching ever kind of, it's being a coach, getting into coaching ever something that you've thought about?
You know, I've thought about it, and the one thing that I would love to coach, and I think if I did, I would love to do it at the collegiate level, just like Prime is doing it. Because there, I think we have an opportunity, even at the high school level, we have a chance to truly impact a young man's life in the most positive way. Because once you get to a certain level, and whether it's your last year in college or becoming a pro, you are a grown person. And some grown people, some kids, they think they're grown, but they're immature in the most immature way you can possibly imagine, because you can't tell them nothing.
Yeah.
And I understand, because I was young at one point in time. But I was humble enough to listen to quality information from quality people, people that I believed in, people that I trusted, people that helped me become the best version of myself. I don't see some of these things in a lot of these folk, a lot of these kids. But it's there if you can connect with them. They will believe a resume, because my resume and Prime's resume and Irv's resume and Troy's resume speak louder than most of the coaches that are coaching them.
Who wins the game before I let you go?
I'm going to be biased because I can't. Mm. I have a choice to be biased. I want the NFC to win. I want us to win, and I want Philadelphia to win because they represent the NFC.
So Emmitt Smith just said he wants the Philadelphia Eagles to win the biggest football game that can be had in the National Football League.
All right, TJ.
No, I'm selfish like that because I want the NFC to win the Super Bowl.
But you do realize that most Dallas Cowboys fans would like you to be selfish and say to hell with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Most Dallas Cowboys fans, we ain't got nothing to cheer about right now. We ain't had nothing in 30 years. So right now we got to cheer for somebody. Somebody. And some people would say, go for the Kansas City. They used to be the Dallas Cowboys.
That's
okay.
Right.
They're going to be the new Dallas Cowboys. They keep winning. And we keep doing what we're doing.
Emmitt Smith, everybody, part of the Narcan and Ready to Rescue program. Visit narcan.com for more information. You the man. Thanks for coming here.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate it. That is Emmitt Smith right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll talk about the MVP and NFL Honors Night coming up before Adam Ray joins us to wrap up the hour and show with Gronk and Breeze. Rich Ackerman right now with a sports update.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free Fix Finder service can help find the fix for free.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I've talked to Julian a bunch about Gronk because, you know, you want Gronk to be what he is.
Yes.
And, brother, you deliver, man.
You are smart, intelligent, handsome, caring.
Great at math.
Yeah, great at math.
That's the
still struggling reading.
People don't realize that.
So that's okay.
He's a numbers guy. He's a numbers guy. Numbers guy.
Enthusiastic.
Funnier than the comedians.
Definitely.
Often.
Yeah.
Often.
Yeah.
You know what? You know your moments.
Yeah, my moments.
We had dinner the other night, and I texted you. I was like, this is the greatest human being I've ever been around. You know your moments the way a comedy writer knows his moments. He's steps in, says the thing, and what I love about Gronk, and Jules, tell me if this is right, when he enjoys it, he laughs. And when he laughs, his laugh is contagious. It's like when you ever grab a dog from the back of his body and lift him up, and the dog goes, oh! It's Gronk.
That's doggy style. That was my moment. Thank you for setting me up.
Buddy, you are my favorite human being alive.
You said that about Julian when we were at dinner.
Well, yeah. I thought we were keeping secrets.
He says it a lot.
He's like, get the laugh. I love it.
Rich, you can't bring Bert and Tom on at the same time as the Julester, the Edelnut, and the Gronkster, all right?
Well,
you're not going to talk any football, all right? It's supposed to be a football show, but probably not going
to happen. No, it's a show where people are tuning in to see what is it like to be at the Super Bowl. And This is exactly what it is.
Wait, what's that drink?
It's vodka.
While you're trying our paper towels, I want to try your product.
Morosos, baby.
Morosos, baby.
Take a swig from the
to the face. To my face. To my face. Wow. Pass the bottle around. And we're going Lisa Ann style.
Gronk just made out with me. My mouth was on it first.
Made out with Gronk. Jules, to the face. Jules.
This is Jules.
Come on, Jules.
What? Come on, 11. Yeah.
That's the man. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Eisen, turn the face. Turn the face.
Where are we?
Rich. Super Bowl experience.
We just want to thank Roku for having us.
All right. Well, we're not great because this is the last segment I'm ever doing on Roku.
He's a comedy writer. He waits for his moment and he kills it.
Didn't think. Good thing I didn't have breakfast. Oh my God.
Yeah, so San Francisco 49ers are doing good, eh?
4 days later, I was vomiting into a trash can in our studio.
That's true.
I saw it happen.
That's accurate.
That is a fact.
I don't know if that's where I caught something in Vegas, but I caught a bug in Vegas. That is for sure.
Isn't it a Michael Bublé album?
Caught a bug in Vegas? No, sounds more Kenny Chesney, right? Sounds more country.
I caught a bug in Vegas.
Yeah, that sounds more more country.
That's great.
But you did throw up in a bucket. Like that.
I did?
Yeah.
That was so funny last year. I forgot
that. How did you forget that?
I didn't forget that part. I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
I mean, it's
some
breeze.
Of the things said.
I don't think there's going to be. First of all, Bert came on Wednesday. Tom Segura is not in town.
Right.
Gronk is with Breeze this time around. So I have a feeling.
Like Dad. He's with Dad.
A different vibe.
A little subdued a little bit.
Instead of the Julester, as you referred to it.
So funny.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, all part of one happy family with the Roku channel. Roku Sports Channel feed. Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has been the best spot to get deals on game day food no matter what you're craving. From 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats has been dropping new deals each week all season long. Uber Eats is the official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now for game day. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. A fun night at NFL Honors last
night. Yeah, let's hear about it.
First order of business, most important thing, had seats in the row in front of George Kittle. Kittle and his wife and his mom and his dad. So
that seems like a party.
Yeah, we did have that. There you go. Took a selfie with the Kittles. There they are.
They bring up the pillow
again.
And how the
they did actually. His wife confirmed that the pillow was not fully defiled. By Hobbs the dog, I believe. Hobbs the puppy dog.
Not fully defiled.
The Hall of Fame announcement was unbelievable. They did a great job. Again, normally what we've had is Hall of Famers. This happened organically a few years ago, is that when the Hall of Famers were introduced on the stage, the returning Hall of Famers in the audience would just come up and go to the stage to welcome them. Just like, you know, hey, we're in the Hall of Fame. We have full carte blanche to go up on stage.
Do whatever we want.
We don't have credentials. Our credentials are in Canton, okay? You can check my credentials in Canton.
Go to YouTube.
So they had the returning Hall of Famers on stage already last night.
Wow.
They called everyone up on stage, and you could see that is that was Eric Allen going through along with Sterling Sharp. Aeneas Williams came up, and I gave him a handshake. But if you go back to the other one there, you could see Eric Allen is going through the gauntlet, and that is Sterling Sharp hugging it out. And what I'm looking at is LaDainian Tomlinson calling Antonio Gates up to the stage.
Oh, wow.
You know, they had introduce a charger, and all the knock-on-the-door videos came out today. The moments when, over the past 2 weeks, where a Hall of Famer went to the home of the newly announced inductee to tell them that they're in, and they did have LT do it for Antonio Gates.
That's so cool.
They had Shannon do it for Sterling.
I saw that. That was amazing.
You know, but the surprise was the number of people who went in, and it's just four. It's the smallest Hall of Fame class since 2005. Pardon me, 2015. My bad. Shortest one in a decade, and I kind of don't know how to respond to it other than smallest since 05. So it's the smallest in 20 years. The only thing I could say about it is when you have people waiting, and you say we're not filling up our spots to the maximum in an announcement, it's like having a whole airport, you know, an airport gate full of passengers, and you take off with empty seats on the plane. And I don't get it. I know that the Hall of Fame has been instructed, from what I've been told, by the enshrinees, by the people who are in the hall, that they wanted the guidelines to make the hall tougher. 80% is the vote that Hall of Famers have to get now. 75% is what Cooperstown has.
Right. Yeah.
And so when you're looking at, say, Reggie Wayne or Torrey Holt, or Anquan Boldin, who I don't think was even a finalist.
No, but Steve Smith Sr.
I mean, how are you going to get, if somebody's getting voted in, 80% of the vote? It's amazing that Sterling got it, because it's been years since anyone thought about Sterling getting into the Hall of Fame, and it's been a drumbeat. And I know that he's the one that everyone's going to zero in on, because he had a seven-year career. But in his seven seasons in the league, he was second in receptions and receiving yards, along with being third in touchdowns. Jerry Rice is the only one who was ahead of him in each category. Mm-hmm. Shannon said in his Hall of Fame induction ceremony, I'm the only person in the Hall of Fame that can say I was the second best player in my own family. He was a Pro Bowler five times. And the neck injury that he suffered required season-ending surgery in 1994, turned out to be career-ending. And the number of records that this guy broke, he was a Triple Crown. He's one of the eight Triple Crown receivers. And I just remember him, and I will never begrudge anybody getting in the Hall of Fame. And certainly Sterling, I've known forever and a day, and it's been kind of tough to see it pass him by like that, and the fact that he is now in, and he was great.
He was amazing.
He was truly one of the best receivers in the game for a seven-year stretch. And I understand people want to see a longer number of years for a player to get in the Hall of Fame. But I don't think a lot of Hall of Famers will complain about, you know, the guy who broke the NFL single-season reception record that Art Monk had when he broke it. Mm-hmm. He's a Triple Crown guy, as I mentioned. And in the 1993 season, he broke his own record for receptions with 112, making him the first player to have consecutive seasons catching more than 100 passes. So this is back at a time when it wasn't some quarterback crazy passing league.
He had Brett Favre.
18 touchdowns in 1994, second most in league history at the time behind Jerry Rice's 22, 7 years before. So he did have Brett Favre, of course. You look at most Hall of Fame receivers, they had somebody who was in the Hall of Fame potentially throwing to him. So I just had an issue with the fact that there's an empty slot. I mean, Mike Holmgren came out of the committee for coaches, and he wasn't on the stage. And I'm like, what is up with that?
No Luke Kuechly, no Adam Vinatieri.
Darren Woodson.
Darren Woodson. Like, what are we doing?
And there's an empty chair.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm not a fan of that at all. In terms of the MVP of the league, I don't think that you could go wrong with either Lamar, Josh, or Saquon. It really is just choose your difference.
Preference, yeah.
And now, I know Lamar was the first team All-Pro. Normally, right. That means you are the MVP.
Usually.
It was kind of a surprise that Josh Allen won it last night, but not because of that, not because of his on-field ability. What he did in this season with less added to more. What he did this season against the Lions and the Chiefs and even the Rams in a loss was one of the greatest three-game stretches I've seen in years. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with him being the most valuable player of this league. He was 100% worthy of it. And maybe, just maybe, there was some fatigue on some people's parts on Lamar, but it was really close, right?
No, it was pretty split, Rich. It's the closest race since 2016. It's a point system now, you know, the 1 through 5. Josh had 383 points. Lamar had 362 points. Josh had 27 first place votes. Lamar had 23.
So they were the only ones to receive first-place votes.
Correct.
Saquon did not receive a single first-place vote.
He did not. He got a couple of second-place votes.
Let me ask you, if the voting took place this past week,
Saquon would win.
I think he would be the most valuable player of the NFL.
I completely agree.
But it's a regular season award,
so
right?
So give it out after the regular season.
No, I understand that. Or maybe just have the vote right before the Super Bowl.
Or maybe we change the name of the award. Make it Most Valuable Quarterback, because they're the only ones that are getting it. So give them their own award and then make Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, we said the same thing last year. Well, I don't know what more Christian McCaffrey last year and Saquon this year need to do to win this award. They were most valuable. We can all watch the games. Our eyes work.
So change it to MVQB.
Yeah, why not?
And then the Offensive Player of the Year is the MV NQB.
That's just the
most valuable non-quarterback. Because that's what happened. Saquon got the Offensive Player of the Year. And Pat Surtain got Defensive Player
of the Year. Yeah, that was a shock, but nice, because he balled out.
Very deserving. He had such a tremendous season.
The last corner to win it was Stephon Gilmore in 2019. Yep. Before that was, I guess, defensive back was Troy Polamalu in 2010, and the last defensive back was Charles Woodson in 2009.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have now had a different defensive player of the year 6 years in a row since Donald won it twice in a row in 2017 and 2018.
That's some parody right there.
So that was that night.
Wow.
Good time, though.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, and just standing in the wings, you know, I try not to like selfie it up, because you know plus
but it's also like elite of elites.
Well, I was standing off to the
A-list.
I was standing in the back, and I just looked around. And I saw everybody there, and I'm like, hey, everybody, get together for a selfie, and I snapped it off, and you know, it's pretty cool. I don't take it for granted. I don't know if do we have that photo.
I was going to say, are we going to see it?
I'm like, no.
Was it like Ellen at the Oscars?
No, I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, especially since I had to tell Dion to get up from a chair and stand up. And,
and he did it.
And get
right?
it in there. Yeah, I think I sent it to everyone in the back. There it is. That's me. That's LT back there. You could see Dion in his shade.
Curtis Martin?
That's Curtis Martin in the foreground. Eric Dickerson,
nice.
Steve Atwater, Jimbo Covert. And Champ Bailey in front of Dion.
Oh, awesome.
Legendary pick right there.
That was it. That was it right there.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then there was a a photograph unit in the backstage. So I sat down and took some professionally taken photographs. Where it kind of looks like if I was, a Marriott or a Hilton, we would put this on the walls of my hotel, like that right there.
Oh, that's amazing.
In the chair.
That looks so good.
Right? That's your new headshot right there?
Rosenberg.
I think that should be.
You think that?
Yeah. Yes.
That one right there in the chair.
Oh,
I felt incredibly wealthy.
Well, that's like Oscar.
You look rich in that picture.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I was definitely the least rich person who sat in that chair.
Can we swap those out and use them for the show?
I mean, the only rich in the chair that is my name.
You look like you got 3 commas in your bank account in that
picture. Well, I'll tell you what, man.
That's what that
is. It just looks like, welcome to my hotel. Tell. You know what I mean?
You're right.
You like the way you look.
You know, 30 years from now, that's going to be hanging up in a restaurant, and a group of people are going to go in there and do a fantasy football draft. And they're going to name it the Rich Eisen Show, the Rich Eisen League, because that's going to hang up in a steakhouse somewhere.
Wait, who won the league?
I don't even remember. It was so long ago, Rich, I don't recall.
You did.
Oh, I did.
Oh, he won it.
Yeah, you won it.
Look at that. Look at you. Looking like a G in that picture, yo.
That's me.
Great. I love that shot.
Yeah, man.
You need to have Susie put that in the crib somewhere.
I'm sure she won't.
What would have been your – you don't have a vote, obviously, Rich. What would have been your top 5 for MVP?
Oh, I would have voted for Josh Allen.
Okay.
Lamar, Saquon, because that's
– Top 3. Okay.
That's top 3.
Then
who else would I have?
The other ones are getting a lot of fourth and fifth place votes. Jamar Chase.
Cooper Rush.
Joe Burrow. Mahomes got a few. Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff. Baker Mayfield got a fifth place vote.
I would have put Jaden Daniels and Burrow as my top 5.
Okay. Tony Dungy gave a fourth place vote to Justin Herbert.
That should be the end of the conversation. I mean, don't get me started on who's allowed to vote in this thing and who isn't. And I'm one of them who's not because I'm supposedly biased because of the NFL. Is my boss. You said that just to set me off.
Kind of.
Yeah. He does that.
It's
I don't know.
Dumbest thing of all time.
Kind of.
Ever. But hey, what do I know about football? I know more about Adam Ray. Joining us next.
Oh, he's here. Yes.
He's right here.
I didn't notice.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast Network is your home. Get it? For real estate investing.
I am very tired of people saying that your primary residence is not an investment.
Get real talk from real estate pros about investing strategies that work.
I bought a house for $1 and it makes me $1 million.
You can become a real estate millionaire over the course of like 5 or 6 years.
No one needs a stock. No one needs cryptocurrency. They need a house.
Bigger Pockets. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.